Hey everyone, welcome back to The Calm Within. This is your girl, Taylor Reed, here to talk about something super important. Embracing your emotions and letting go of that pesky resistance we all feel sometimes. Let's be honest, life can throw us some serious curveballs, right? We get excited, we get sad, frustrated, angry, the whole shebang. But here's the thing. Resisting those emotions doesn't make them disappear. It's like trying to push a wave back into the ocean, it just comes crashing back harder. Ever feel like you're battling your own feelings instead of riding the waves? Yeah, me too. But today, we're diving deep into how to actually embrace those emotions, understand them, and let go of the resistance that keeps us stuck in a cycle of stress and anxiety. Ready to get real? Let's do this. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional waters like a pro. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. This one might seem obvious, but it's crucial. You know that feeling when something happens and you immediately try to shove it down, pretend it didn't happen? Well, that's resistance in action. Instead of fighting your feelings, acknowledge them. Say out loud, "I'm feeling frustrated right now," or "this situation is making me anxious." Simply naming the emotion gives it power and helps you understand what's going on. Think of it like putting a name to that little gremlin causing chaos in your head. Suddenly, it feels less scary. Don't judge your emotions. You wouldn't judge a friend for feeling sad or angry, right? So why do we judge ourselves so harshly? Remember, emotions are human. They're valid, they're normal, and they serve a purpose. Feeling angry might be telling you that something is wrong or needs to change. Feeling sad could be your body's way of processing a loss or disappointment. Instead of labeling emotions as good or bad, try to understand the message and what they're trying to tell you. 3. Explore your emotions. This isn't about dwelling on them, but rather understanding them better. Ask yourself, what triggered this emotion? Where do I feel it in my body? What thoughts are associated with this feeling? Journaling can be a great tool for exploring your emotions and gaining self-awareness. Think of it like going on a mental treasure hunt. 4. Find healthy outlets. We all have different ways of dealing with emotions, so find what works best for you. Maybe it's exercise, creative expression, spending time in nature, talking to a trusted friend, or practicing mindfulness techniques. Think of these outlets as your emotional toolbox. Equip yourself with the tools you need to navigate life's ups and downs. 5. Practice acceptance. This is perhaps the most powerful tool in your emotional arsenal. Acceptance doesn't mean you like your emotions, but it means acknowledging them without resistance. It's about letting go of the struggle and allowing yourself to simply be present with whatever you're feeling. Think of it like this. Emotions are waves that come and go. You can't stop them from crashing, but you can choose not to fight the tide. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're sitting in traffic, stuck behind a slow-moving car. Your mind starts racing, "I'm going to be late, I have so much to do." Anger starts building up, right? Now, what happens if you resist that anger? You clench your fists, tense up your shoulders, and maybe even start honking the horn. That just amplifies the frustration. But what if you acknowledged the anger, took a deep breath, and said to yourself, "I am feeling angry right now because I am frustrated with this traffic." Then, you could shift your focus to something else, listening to your favorite music, practicing mindful breathing, or even imagining yourself arriving at your destination calmly and collected. See how acceptance can make a difference. So there you had it, folks. Embrace your emotions, let go of the resistance, and watch as a calmer, more centered version of yourself emerges. Remember, this isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about learning to navigate our emotional landscape with grace and resilience. Take what resonated with you today and put it into practice. Share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. Let's create a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. Until next time, keep seeking that calm within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.